This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning and welcome to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Kendra Petroni and today we're talking with Carrie Riley. She's the Chief Marketing Officer for Aroma Joe's. Aroma Joe's is a local destination for handcrafted coffee. They're headquartered in South Portland, Maine, but they have 93 locations across Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Florida, and Connecticut. Carrie is talking with us today about their commitment to their community. As well, she's a breast cancer survivor, currently undergoing treatment, and with October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we wanted to hear her story. Good morning, Carrie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Well, the first question I think has to be, are you a coffee lover by nature? I mean, you're the chief marketing officer for a handcrafted coffee place. Did you always have a love for this specific type of business? And how did you get started with the company?
So I have always been a coffee lover by nature, and it's definitely something where that morning ritual of having that cup of coffee has just been a huge thing in my life. So being able to bring together marketing and my love of coffee, it was a perfect match.
I love that Aroma Joe's coffee blends are 100% Rainforest Alliance certified, which means they're sustainably grown, ethically sourced, but you also work to protect farmers. Can you talk a little bit more about what it takes and what it means to be Rainforest Alliance certified? It sounds like a lot, but it's really important. So talk a little bit about why it's so important to you.
Sure. You know, the basis of our coffee, we have our, you know, a Rush energy drink, which is a huge part of our brand. But really, the brand was founded on coffee. And we've always been really clear that we are never going to be a dollar cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. And when you pay more than a dollar for a cup of coffee, it's because we're really supporting those farmers. So Rainforest Alliance Certified is basically saying that the farmers are being protected, their practices on how they're harvesting, how they're growing, mm-hmm. it's sustainable. And then we as a brand also have a Honduras coffee farmers group where we donate back to these farmers 10 cents for every green coffee pound.
That's amazing. And
yeah.
And, you know, I love that you talk about, you know, it's going to cost more, but it's worth it. And having a good cup of coffee, I don't even think that I really look at the price of coffee, to be honest with you. I just want what is going to be the most tasty, made the right way, and knowing that it's doing good for the community and knowing that it would benefit, you know, the local farmers. Remember, the coffee beans have to come from somewhere, right?
And a lot of people forget that coffee is an agricultural product. Mm-hmm. They forget that it actually comes from a farm, and it comes from areas where these farms are the economic driver for those areas, and they're employing the majority of people mm-hmm. in those areas. So we want to make sure that what we're purchasing is top quality, obviously, but is just done in a way that everyone along the way is being supported from an economic standpoint and from a sustainability standpoint.
Sure. How is the experience at Aroma Joe's different? Because I know it is. It's different from your typical coffee place. What makes this company so unique, and what makes it so unique for the customer?
The biggest thing that we talk about is we always are looking to have a quality product. And we consider that just a table stake, right? No one's going to come in if they don't love the coffee or if they don't love their breakfast sandwich. Mm-hmm. Our difference, though, is the fact that when you come to Aroma Joe's, you're not going to talk to an intercom. Mm-hmm. Through the drive-thru, you're going to have a real interaction with a real person who it feels like you're almost building a relationship. Yeah. And so that friendly aspect of the brand is really one of our hugest differentiators.
And, you know, that's a good point, because coffee's so important. It's the beginning part of your day. And it's something that I struggle with to think about ordering it online, because I want to be able to speak to somebody, talk to them, and make sure they can hear me, they can see me. That communication is so important, especially when it's for your coffee. It's the start of your day.
For a lot of people, Aroma Joe's is the first person that they're interacting with in their day. And if that's that first interaction and people are coming 3, 4, 5 times a week, we need to make sure that that experience is something that people want to keep coming back to.
And, you know, we've talked a lot on our morning show about how hard it is to find workers, to have a reliable staff. And then on the flip side, how important it is for customers to remember to be kind, to be patient. Talk a little bit about your staff and the people that work alongside you at Aroma Joe's and why they're such a crucial part of your company.
Great question. You know, we're a franchise environment, so our local franchisees really have to adhere to our brand values. And before they come into our family, we're really clear on what our brand values are. And we want to make sure that, you know, we say passion, caring, and a commitment to excellence. When they hire, those are the things that they're looking for. And so they're looking for those people that really live those brand values. And we're really lucky because the brand has grown and has become something that people want to work at. That while, yes, we're always looking to hire, and we know that, you know, the labor market can be tricky for a lot of QSRs and our competitors, we've been really lucky to retain great people in our locations. And, of course, always looking for more people to join the family.
And, you know, I was looking on the app and I was looking online and I see that you offer delivery. And I think that's really unique. Was that always the case? Did you always have that? Or is it something that kind of arrived post-pandemic?
So we didn't have it right away, but post-pandemic, we partnered with DoorDash for our delivery. So that has been something that's been really exciting for the brand, for people who maybe don't want to leave their home, or maybe they're at a school or at work and need that Aroma Joe's fix.
Yep.
The delivery option is a great one.
And I'll say, too, for moms that have, like me, when I have all my children in the car, or if I'm home with them and I can't quite get out, and to take them all out in the car to go and pick up my coffee order or get, you know, my breakfast food, it's sometimes a little bit easier to have it come to me. So it's nice that you have that option. I love that.
Absolutely.
How does owning a franchise work? What are the steps involved in that process? If somebody listening is interested, or they want to talk to you or to your company about owning a franchise?
Sure. Great question. And that's what's really exciting about the brand, because when we look at some of our other competitors that are also franchise environments, they've sort of tapped out, especially in New England, where you really can't get into growing with those brands. Aroma Joe's, we're still growing. So we've got 93 locations, but we are still actively growing. So we would look for someone to jump on our website, aromajoes.com. We've got a franchising section that gives you some great detail about the brand, about some steps that you would need to take. But that's really where I would tell somebody, check out the website and check out the franchising section and look to see if it feels like that's a great fit for someone who has that passion, not only for the business, but really giving back to their community.
You know, Carrie, there are a lot of women who strive to be leaders in their own companies. What was your experience like in the business world, you know, starting from your entry level to becoming the chief marketing officer? What were some of the biggest challenges or motivating moments that you faced along the way?
I think really as a woman in business, I started in Boston during the dot-com boom and worked agency life. And it was very different back then. I think women in general didn't have the inherent opportunities we have now. I think people had to work really hard to be considered on par, on level with some of their other counterparts. And it's really been fun to watch it really change. And I have a daughter who's 17, and sometimes I'll tell her stories of what it was like working in business as a young woman. And I know that she won't face some of those things that my peers faced early in the career.
Yeah.
And then you just work really hard and get lucky sometimes to be able to be at a company like Aroma Joe's, where we have lots of women on our leadership team. And that's exciting to see.
Are you seeing it as a process as a whole is a little more welcoming to women as they rise, you know, the corporate ladder? Because I think a lot of women think, well, you know, it's fine, you know, when we're down below on the front lines. But as you get higher and higher up, is it really becoming more available, and are more opportunities there for women as they get higher up the ladder?
I think there are. I think we would be a little Pollyanna to think that it's completely even yet.
Yeah.
But I think it is getting to a point where we're getting to a level set.
Yeah.
And that's nice to see. And it's also nice to see where some of the older generation is aging out of the workforce and taking with them some of that inherent bias against women in the workforce.
Yeah, I agree. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7, and we've been talking with Carrie Riley. She's the Chief Marketing Officer for Aroma Joe's. Aroma Joe's is a fabulous local destination for handcrafted coffee. Carrie is also a breast cancer survivor currently undergoing treatment, so we've been talking with her about her journey and how she's been directly supported by the Dempsey Center, which is Aroma Joe's charitable partner. Let's get back to our conversation. So October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and you may or may not know this, but my colleague and co-host Sue Tabb just went through a breast cancer diagnosis. She had major surgery last year. She's doing well, but I want to know how you're doing. You're a breast cancer survivor currently undergoing treatment. What can you share with us about your diagnosis and your health today?
Sure. Unfortunately, I think for lots of women, we know the statistics. So we know that breast cancer could be something in our future. We've watched colleagues, friends go through this journey. My own journey, and I really tell people that self, you know, really doing those self exams is huge, is that I was able to identify my cancer, was able to go to my doctor, and then really quickly get on a path of a diagnosis, a protocol, and really moving it forward. And I think it's an amazing thing that we take breast cancer a little bit for granted, and the fact that they have become so well-versed on how to treat it. And my family was just in BC, and they went to the, I think it was the Museum of Natural History, and they had an entire exhibit on breast cancer. And my type of breast cancer that now has a 98% survival rate used to have a 4% survival rate.
Do you see, in experiencing it right now, do you see the treatments have evolved a lot? I mean, we live in, obviously, the mecca of medicine here in, you know, in New England and in Boston. Are you seeing that treatments and, you know, the medical profession has evolved when it comes to cancer treatments? Are you seeing that a lot?
Absolutely. You know, I use this example at a Dempsey Center event. My own mother, she had lung cancer, a different type of cancer. And, you know, unfortunately for her, I think the technology and all the science just wasn't there yet. So, you know, she ended up passing from the cancer, but the type that she had, when you look at it now, it would have had a much higher survival rate.
Wow.
They just didn't, you know, they just didn't have that science.
Yeah.
And the same thing with breast cancer, you almost go into it feeling very, very grateful that this was the cancer that you were given, because they've done such research that, you know, you have certain things as part of your diagnosis. And then within a week, they hand you a protocol that has, you know, 97, 98% success rate.
Wow.
That's huge. Yeah. As a patient, that feels very comforting.
Let's talk about the Dempsey Center. It was founded by actor and Maine native Patrick Dempsey, you know, Dr. McDreamy, we all know.
Yeah.
And they're connected to Aroma Joe's in many ways. Talk about their mission, how they got involved, and how their programs and services helped you through your journey.
Absolutely. The greatest thing about the Dempsey Center is that they're not treating the disease. Their entire focus is treating the person, treating their caregivers, making sure that they have the foundational elements to be okay to fight the disease with medical science. But they're not giving the medical science. They're the ones giving you support, and they're the ones giving you acupuncture, massage, group therapy, all of those things that make you as a person, not a patient, but just a real person, a mother, you know, and a colleague and a friend and a neighbor who happens to be going through cancer treatment.
What are the Dempsey Connects? What's that? And how is that different from the center?
Yep. So Dempsey Connects, which is so exciting, is really taking everything that the Dempsey Center is doing from physical locations in the Maine area and being able to offer that virtually to people around the country. So people can connect with the Dempsey Center, connect with support groups, connect with that information and not have to live in the state of Maine.
If someone's listening right now, and I know there are a lot of people out there, they may have a family member or somebody going through a breast cancer diagnosis, if not themselves, how can they apply for services or how can they reach out to the Dempsey Center? Is it a difficult process to apply for services?
Not at all. Not at all. You know, you go on the website, you fill out some information, somebody from the center will call you and walk you through just a bunch of questions and information and really try to tailor what you as a person may need depending on where you are on your cancer journey.
What's the advice that you may have for anybody going through, maybe the beginning stages of a cancer diagnosis right now? Maybe they're feeling overwhelmed. I know it always feels better to hear somebody else who's going through what you're going through give maybe a perspective or a positive outlook for somebody listening right now.
I think the biggest thing that I would say is just to take a really deep breath and know that it's not going to be easy. And you're probably, depending on what your diagnosis is, it's probably not going to be your best banner year that you've ever had, but you're going to get through it. And, you know, I don't diminish if somebody has, you know, maybe a more aggressive type right of cancer. And overall, we've got such a amazing medical science, especially in New England. But you trust your gut. You go for your second opinions. But you just realize that there's a lot of people around you that want to support you. And allowing people to support you doesn't only help you, but really does help your caregivers and the people that love you.
What do you hope for the future for Aroma Joe's? I mean, I'm just so impressed that you are a chief marketing officer of this amazing local company. You're doing great things. You're going through a breast cancer diagnosis. You are doing it all, and you're doing it all with a smile on your face. What do you hope, or what are your goals for the future for Aroma Joe's as a company?
I really, when I look at Aroma Joe's and I think of the differentiation of it, I really want this brand to grow in a way and connect with your communities all up and down the East Coast. We really are very clear on those brand values. And when I look at other brands I've worked with in the past, that is probably the most important thing for a company. If you stick to those brand values, you can be 1,000 shops or, 5,000 shops. But if we're really clear on what we do and how we want to impact our communities and how we want to interact with our customers, if we continue to do that, then I feel like we've won.
Is there anyone in particular that's been your biggest supporter throughout, your health journey, even your career, somebody that's made a huge impact in your life, somebody that's sort of your positive cheerleader in the background all the time?
So I'm going to have to give her a shout out, but my daughter, who's 17, really, when I look at her and I look at her peer group and I see these young women coming into a place of going to college and looking at their careers and seeing her be proud of the fact that her mother is sort of going through this, but also that she's a businesswoman, she really pushes me to want to be a better person in general, but also the fact that I really believe that the generation of women right now that are in business, we're doing it not only for ourselves and the work that we do, but we absolutely, I hope, are making it just a little bit easier for our daughters mm-hmm. to go into these positions. And when they do, it's just going to be so much more seamless. But she's really just been such a cheerleader and such a support always, but definitely in the past 6 months.
Well, this has been amazing. I've loved talking with you, Carrie. Thank you for sharing your story with us. I know that for many people listening right now, maybe they're going through a breast cancer diagnosis themselves, or maybe they're inspired to go and run their own business. You know, you're really an inspiration and you are exceptional. And that's why we have women like you on this show. I wish you continued success with Aroma Joes and I wish you good health and happiness. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you to Carrie Riley for being in the spotlight today on Exceptional Women. We talk with celebrities and CEOs, but we also want to hear from your neighbors, coworkers, and friends who are quietly making an impact in their communities. Go to magic1067.com and email us if you have someone you'd like us to feature on the show. And find us on Instagram at sue.tab and at Kendra the Entertainer. We love hearing from you, and be sure to join us every Sunday morning for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.